The North Carolina Senate and House remain far apart on the next spending plan, with less than a week before the current budget runs out. So the two sides have been working on a stopgap measure to keep the government running, but they didn't reach agreement there today either. WFAE's Ben Bradford reports.
When both the House and Senate suddenly called their members in this afternoon, it looked like the two chambers had reached an agreement on a temporary budget. But 20 minutes later, the House adjourned until Monday, leaving some confused.
Could you please tell us or give us some hint as to what the heck is going on?
Representative Henry Michaud to Speaker Tim Moore.
There have been some discussions occurring about a continuing resolution and no agreement has been reached.
So, no deal.
I thought we had it. I thought we were close enough that both sides would say, okay, fine.
Representative Craig Horne, a House Education Committee chairman, says they couldn't agree on funding for teacher assistance. Representative Chuck McGrady, an appropriations chairman, says that's because the goal for the temporary measure is to maintain the status quo.
The Senate and the House have very different approaches to teaching assistance in their respective budgets. And how do you craft a continuing resolution that just doesn't prejudice either side going forward?
Much of the funding for teacher assistance is set to expire with the current budget next week. The House wants to keep those assistants, while the Senate wants to cut them. Whether a temporary budget lets the funding expire or renews it, lawmakers worry it'll set the grounds for the debate on the long-term solution. For WFAE News, I'm Ben Bradford.